Rory, as no no draws goes, it was fairly eventful. Do you feel a point apiece was a fair outcome?
Possibly. I think first half they've hit the post and missed the penalty. We've had one cleared off the line. I don't know how it was cleared off the line. It's an unbelievable goal line clearance. But we were fractured in the first half. There wasn't a good balance about us, good shape about us. But I felt second half we played with more intent. They maybe shaded the first half, but I think we definitely shaded the second half without being brilliant. Kieran Coles had a great chance, Ben Doherty's had a good chance, Jamie McGonigal's had a good chance. The keepers made a few really good saves, so disappointed not to win the game, but over the piece, maybe a point apiece is fair.
What did you think of the way they set up in the first half? They came here with two up top. Were you surprised by that?
I was, and they were a bit more aggressive than what I thought. So I was surprised by that, and we took a wee while to get used to it, and obviously half time gave us a chance to sort a few things out, and I felt that our structure was much better second half, and we looked more potent, and as I said, without being outstanding, we definitely looked more of a threat and more cohesive. A point, it's not exactly what we wanted, but it's a clean sheet and we move on to Monday.
As you said there, Conor Cairns made a few saves, but Brian Maher had a busy enough night as well, and obviously the penalty save was a big moment in the game.
You're right, like he's made a big save. I don't remember him making, he's made an all, he's two big saves I suppose, but penalty save is brilliant, gets us out of jail with that one. And Conor Cairns has made a few good saves, so a night of the goalkeepers, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
Second half, as you say, you got more into the game maybe became a bit more stretched, suited Patrick McElhinney, and I suppose you always were intending on taking him off. He was going to play a certain amount of minutes tonight.
No, well, Patrick got cramp. It's obviously a hot night. He's playing in the area where you cover the most ground on the pitch. He hasn't played for a number of weeks, so he done well to get the 75-80 minutes where he got to. If he hadn't got cramp, I wouldn't have taken him off. But his influence grew in the second half. Michael Duffy's influence grew in the second half, and we look more of an attacking threat. But we're not firing on all cylinders over the last couple of games. There's no doubt about that. But I suppose the clean sheet steadies the ship, and I think we can go down the Inchicore and have a right go, because it's a place we enjoy going to, and we'll look forward to it.
And they're taking a lot of momentum into that game. Rory, your boys are really going to have to be at it on Monday night.
Absolutely. They're the form side in the league at the minute. John Daly's done great work since he's went down there, along with the players and the staff, so credit to them. So we're going to have to go down there. We know we're capable of going there. One of them, we've got the players, we've got the we've got the character to go down there and win, because we've done it, and we know how to do it down there. So, listen, it's going to be an extremely difficult game, but one we can win.
Really great to see Mark Connolly back.
Aye, great. You could see even when he tired, he still showed his experience and leadership qualities, and positionally, he very rarely gets done. So, I think his experience helped him got him through the game. But I'd imagine he'd be very, very stiff and sore in the morning, but fair play to him. It's great. Dumigan has a long-term injury. That's his third start, which will be great for him. Great for Mark to get back in the pitch, Patrick to get back in the pitch, and we'll get better off the back of it.
Can Monday not come quick enough?
No, well, it can, because you need time to recover. It's a really hot night. Takes a lot of the legs, so you need time to recover and prepare to go down to a really difficult venue against a team who are absolutely flying. So we've seen in this league this year how teams take two steps forward, one step back quite a lot, and no one's really, bar Pats maybe at the minute, are on a brilliant run. So we just need to dig in and fight and see if we can go down and get a huge 3 points.